that, Lisa.
Thank you. I'm gonna be really, really short and maybe funny, so don't worry yet. I had my colleagues go first, so I wouldn't have to say very much. I thought that was well strategized, actually. I'm John Slepian. I'm an art professor, art and technology, kind of specifically, but most different kinds of art. I'm also the dean of the School for Interdisciplinary Arts. Most of my students make stuff or do things. So they're either performing or having art shows or making weird machines. So it's kind of a different way of thinking about it than maybe some of my colleagues' students. Although actually we're so interdisciplinary here that probably all of us have participated in pretty much every sort of thing. So it's kind of a nice thing to know. I have two thoughts. One, Div 3 is weird. I don't know if you know anybody who goes to another college. It's not really like this. So if you're weirded out, that's actually not too strange. And you know, it's all of these things are all about this kind of, all the things that my colleagues have said are really all about this kind of unusual structure where you guys have an enormous amount of freedom, right? And an enormous amount of control over what you're doing, and also a lot of time to fill. And I think mostly what we're talking about are strategies of dealing with that. Actually, I guess it's three things. The second thing is, chances are your Div 3 will be really great. It probably won't be the best thing anyone has ever done. We put those on the website, you know, to make it look like, you know,
we get one of those a year.
Yeah, we're really great. And it probably won't suck. And we have a few of those too. And I think it's important to realize that it's your thing, right? And it's the thing that you're doing for your last year of college. And that's what it is, right? It's not the rest of your life. It's not, you know, the thing that's going to save the world. I mean, maybe, well, that would be awesome. But chances are it's going to be a really, really great last year of college. Does that make sense? It's a little hard to contextualize it that way because that's kind of not our rhetoric. You know, and because it is so different from what most students do in their senior year of college. But that's a way to think about it, you know, and that kind of ties into the how many hours you're supposed to spend sort of thing. I mean, you should be able to kind of contextualize it that way. The last thing, which actually I think is the most important thing that I ever say to any Div 3 student, you should do something you like doing. That's a little bit different from what you think is going to come out at the end. The reality is you're going to get up every day and do something, right? You're going to spend a lot of time doing something. In fact, that's what we do in all of our lives. And all of us have chosen, you know, some combination of teaching and research or creative practice or whatever. And that's because we like it. And if you don't like what you're doing when you get up every day, you are not going to be super successful at it, chances are. I mean, you're here in Hampshire probably because you can do something you really like, because we're not gonna tell you that it's dumb or it doesn't fit in college, mostly. And I mean, thinking about the experiential parts of that, I mean, I am not a person who could get up every day and write for hours. I don't do a bunch of that as dean, but. You know, I like to make things, I like to act in certain ways, you know, be kind of performative. And so I like talking to people. I do not like spending an enormous amount of time alone. It's important to me to get out and be communicating. So, I mean, you need to think about what those qualities are for you. Do you like writing? Do you like going into the studio and making something? Do you like welding? Do you like, you know, speaking in front of a group? Do you like dancing? I mean, that's the only thing. I mean, this is kind of philosophical advice. I think I probably had too much coffee, but you know, that's all there really is, right? The moment. All of our lives are this sort of connected series of presents. And it is important for us to have these goals, and you do need to have them. You do need to be able to, you know, have the destination that you're going to. But if you don't really like what you're doing in the moment, it's probably not worth it. Taylor.